Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, tidighty, Nashville. That was a quick timeout. I was caught off guard. I was in there just chatting away. You know how I do. Phyllis, could you please give us the numbers and website again for people to do their giving, please?
Hello. We are in the 47th hour of the 48-hour Fisk WFSK Radiothon, and we thank you for being with us. If you want to call in and do your donation, tell us how many hours you listened. We want to hear about it. Mm-hmm. You can make your donation with your debit or credit card. Just call right now at 615-329-8754 or 615-329-8810. We have volunteers here ready to answer your call, mm-hmm, and to accept your donation. You may also make a write a check or do a money order, mm-hmm, payable to WFSK, mm-hmm, and you mail it to this address, 1000 17th Avenue North, Nashville, Tennessee, and that would be Fisk University, WFSK FM radio station. Mm-hmm. And you can become an FSK with a bi-monthly, monthly, or quarterly gift, mm-hmm, to help support jazz music in at WFSK. Your donation can come directly from your bank to WFSK in any amount you so desire. Mm-hmm. We take $1,000. I would suspect they'll even take $1 million, mm-hmm, whatever you want to, amen, give. You may give it in any way you so designate with, mm-hmm, your bank, mm-hmm, and it will be appreciated, it will be acknowledged, and you will receive the benefits. And you will be one of the people who it will be making Music City, mm-hmm, truly, amen, Music City, by supporting another genre, mm-hmm, of music in this city, amen, and that's jazz.
Amen.
From Jazzy 88.
And you know, the jazz, the history of jazz, you know, this is American music, and this is America, and we have so many great legends and people who have come before us that have led the way in the music that, you know, of course, evolved from gospel and spirituals, etc. So what I have noticed over the years is a lot of the musicians are also church musicians. So they're deeply rooted spiritually. Yes. You know, it might not... they might not be the pastor, but they might be leading the choir, yeah, or they might be playing the instrument in the church band or choir. So there's a spiritual nest to it, you know, the souls, the hearts and souls of the people. And we feel blessed to be able to be Nashville's jazz station for 45 years.
Wow.
Yeah. This is our 45th year of service. Wow. So long live us and what we're doing. Go ahead, Phyllis.
I just want to take this moment to point out, remember, we are at an academic institution.
Absolutely.
And you did an extensive academic historical piece on Fisk Radio Station and, mm-hmm, the other nonprofit radio stations that were established, mm-hmm, at institutions of higher learning. And before we end, if not right now, I want the people to understand the value of this station, mm-hmm, and how it started. And I want them also to know that this isn't just playing, you aren't a DJ just playing jazz.
No.
You're also the general manager of this station.
Yes, I'm a
and
woman.
I wish people could come back and tour and see what you've done, but also the academic perspective of what you've done with that paper. You presented it to Consortium of Doctors a couple of years ago.
I did.
But, and I was just mesmerized because I've been here and I'm saying, I didn't know all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful piece. I hope that it gets published and I want to
I'm
help
still
you get
working
it.
Now.
Yes, but you got to let it go. It's kind of like a dissertation. You just keep writing on it. You got to let it go. We know it's going to be a book at some point, but this white paper is so important to the history of this station so that your listeners, mm-hmm, and those who love Fisk and who love this music, mm-hmm, can understand the origin of this and in that big picture
yeah.
of radio stations of this type and how they were developed.
Well, and the reason why I did that was because I've been in the media for so long, and the bulk of my years were in corporate, and they did not, you know, most people in our community don't conceive us as being significant, and you know, they just look at what's shiny and say, "Ooh, you got the biggest, you the baddest, and you know, you the blowtorch." And then when I got out of that realm and came, university brought me here from corporate to nonprofit, and then this is not just a nonprofit, this is we're designated African American Public Radio.
Yes.
We're a member of a consortium of 16 stations around the country.
Wow.
And we're this consortium. And it really, you know, came home to me when we had our meeting, our general manager's meeting, which was our first get-together, and I looked around the room at the other HBCU radio stations, and it was just overwhelming to know that the struggle that we have, they is the same struggle they have. All the schools have the same theme, give us money, we need it. You know, and they all every one of the schools seem to be in the struggle of their lives to keep the doors open. It's amazing how it is in the black community. Can I just speak for a moment? And what else I noticed was we were at Shaw University in North Carolina hosted. And I just sat there with these people, you know, from other schools in North Carolina. There was East Coast, there was a couple of other HBCUs, CLK in Atlanta was there, the GMs. And there was largely females running these general managers.
Yeah.
It was so, I was like, do y'all know the sisters is in the house? And I mean, you know, because usually that's not the case.
Right.
It's usually white male dominated. And except you can get in this studio now, we can get this call from a donor. It's a donor call. I feel it. And you know, I've been filming phone lines for a long time, laying hands, saying, oh, Lord. But anyway, the point is that I was almost overwhelmed with the feeling of the significance. And I said, you know, our community never discusses this because we don't know it.
Yeah.
And I whispered to the professor and the GM, I'm Mackie, at Shaw. He's a long time there. That what I was thinking about doing. And I thought he was just going to, he's like, yes, please do this. Yes, please, please. Because the struggle is real. And we have to prove our relevance all the time because our community is only looking at shiny and big and pretty and not the historical perspective. So that's really solidified. Phyllis, and thank you for acknowledging that because
it's major. And for
what
this
was the name
station,
of the organization that I...
Consortium of Doctors
at
this annual
right.
conference that, here in 2015.
You were here in the Appleton Room.
Yes, we were.
Okay.
We did a fantastic... I mean, people were in awe
uh-huh.
of the research that you had put forth because they were from people from all over the country
mm-hmm.
and some of them associated with universities that had
yes.
Radio stations as well. And to know that Fisk was a part of that type of consortium
yes.
and what it has done.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them, of course, knew about the Fisk Jubilee Singers,
yeah.
but an array of positive and academic activities
mm-hmm.
at the university.
Well, people don't talk about it because they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They just think, oh, well, they'll just, you know, do a shout-out for me, and that's all I need them to do. Let me give my church announcement. But we have a place in history,
yeah.
in black history and civil rights movement history.
Mm-hmm.
And once I began to express that to the ladies, and, you know, so, and they hadn't thought about it in that way because nobody had presented to them in that way.
Right.
And I wanted them to, because it's all part of the process of putting the value into what we do.
That's
if people don't see a value in it, they won't take care of it. Ain't that right, Ray?
That's right.
So knowing that that's the case, it was very important. And the ladies were from all different schools all over the country, weren't they, Phyllis?
They were. They were from,
okay.
academic areas throughout, from as far away as California.
Yeah, uh-huh. And it was an interesting group. So thank you for, because, you know, I'm like, this some stuff ain't nobody even going to read. They don't read my Facebook posts. They don't like me on Facebook. I can't get no love on social, so I need to get out of it.
Well, you know.
You need to stay.
That's right. And we think that because we are in the midst of it.
Yeah.
And we think nobody cares. Nobody.
They ain't able to
because we set them. Lofty goals as high energy, very professional people do.
Yeah.
But you know that there are positive results because you can look back at your growth.
True.
And, of course, you would have wanted to have been much more growth by now. But you have to remember that people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
People are contributing. People do care.
Yes.
Because this radio station is significant to
Amen.
The city. They don't always show it
True.
In the way that you would like.
Tangible.
Well,
or X. But just keep trotting along.
I am.
Keep teaching us.
I'm
keep
okay.
advocating.
My mom used to say, keep moving, Sharon. Keep moving.
And keep praying for us all so that
And speaking
we can
of that,
benefit.
I think someone heard his name. And he is connected to you, Phyllis.
Who is that?
This is Brother Turner here, right?
Hi, Brother Joe Turner. I tell us from straight up Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing good. Enjoying listening to you guys.
Oh.
I'm great and appreciate you.
Oh, we miss you not being here with
us. That's right.
That's just a sign of being too old, too many things on your plate, your body just won't take it no more. That's
now,
all
you know,
is,
I'm going to tell Sister Jamie Williams, there's no such thing as too old, just keep
yeah,
doing it.
Yeah, you don't tell Jamie, please don't tell me, Jamie
Williams. Well, let me tell you, Brother Turner, that's why through the magic of radio, see, you're with us. You know, so
right.
Age has nothing to do with it. We got your voice with us right now.
That's right. You got it. You got more than my voice this morning.
Oh, amen. Go on, speak.
That's right. You got more. Than, well, come on. Let me come on with it now.
Okay.
You got more than my voice.
Amen.
We definitely coming to show our support to you, Miss Sharon Kay. You have always supported everything that I've ever worked with and joined me with Miss Phyllis there. And then you also know that, you know, Sister Phyllis calls, Brooks calls you and say you must perform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ask no questions.
Mm-hmm.
You just jump right to
mm-hmm.
it. So.
Thank you, Joe, for your support.
No problem. On that note, then, you know, I'm going to pledge a few people that I'm just going to have to make them come across.
Okay.
But we're just going to go ahead and throw 200 from Joe Turner.
Amen.
We'll throw another 200 from Stephen Turner.
Yeah.
We don't know about it, but we know people in the city still know him, although he's called himself to move to Chicago. That's too bad. He should have been around to hear it, so he's got to write a check.
Yes, yes. Another family.
Another family. There you go. And so that's 400, and you know in the church that's not a good number. You got to round that out.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we'll let you, we are, come in with another 100. So we'll drop you $500.
All right.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. These are the type of people I associate with.
That's
right.
Show us what you're working with.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
yes,
I'll
indeed.
Say. Well, y'all, you know, I'm wide awake now, Joe. Y'all done come in here, woke me up and everything.
Well, you know, having spent time on the Fifth Campus, I got to say, long live New Livingston. That's where I used to stay, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, if the walls could talk.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You and your wife attended Fifth, so let's speak for Miss Mabel as well. Both
we'll
of you attended Fifth.
Speak for Miss Mabel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were all around that campus and definitely impacted our lives, so we just have to come in when we can.
Yes.
So thanks so much for all you do. I can't stay on too long. I got to move on to it's first Sunday. Phyllis knows it's first Sunday.
It's first
you know
Sunday.
What that means.
Oh, yes. Now, Joe, before you go, being though you resided in New Live, that's directly across from Du Bois, I bet you got some stories about this dorm over here. When this building was a dorm, too, you could tell and share off the air.
Oh, definitely. That was the girls' dorm right next
that's
door.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right. That was right next door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what you did was, here's what you do now. So you came out of New Livingston, right?
Mm-hmm.
You walked over to the, got your little lunch, over to the place where you ate your lunch and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
in the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
So now you stood, you know, kind of stood out there a minute, and you start easing your way back over to attention. As for me, you know, but that was hard competition because, see, right across the street was Matt Harry, and those were doctors.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's right. That's right. So, you know, I had to really bring it on hard. Yeah. Like, you know, look at me. I'm going to be somebody one day. I might not be a doctor, but I'm going to be somebody.
And you are.
Yes.
You are. Miss Mabel did a great job with you.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, we have the stories that we have heard about these dorms are just enough to keep people up all night long listening. I can tell you that right now. And we look straight across at New Live, across the parking lot every day. So I know while you were in that dorm, you look straight across over here at us. What class? What years did you go to school here?
I got that. So you're going to put my age on the radio.
Well,
see, now, that's all right, though. I arrived at the doorsteps of Fisk University in 1973.
Oh, wow. That's the year of the station's birth.
Right.
In 1973. So I know that was at least 40 and some odd.
Yeah.
Now, Joe, were you and Walter here around the same time? Walter Searcy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call him out.
No, we weren't there at the same time. And Walter was a big mentor to me at that time. That's the whole story to tell about myself and how I got to know Walter Searcy, because he actually worked on Jefferson Street, not far from the campus, which I walked down to, at a place called RTP, Recruitment and Training Program. And that's how I got to meet Walter and thus started my launch into the technologies. But that's another story.
You have to tell us that story on the air.
Yeah.
But see, in that time when there was some significant social service programs that were funded federally, you see the difference in the makeup and the growth of those individuals associated, involved in those programs, and what we have now since those type programs have been eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you for being you.
And also, Joe, and Reverend Clay, if you can look at the Friend of Arts and Education level. These are the gifts we'll have when we receive those checks for the people we have as thank you gifts. And go ahead and tell him, Reverend Clay, what each of those people are going to get at the $200 level.
All right. Back by popular demand, our inverted umbrella with the auto close with 48-inch arc. Comes in gorgeous bright blue under. And a black on the top with Jazzy 88 logo.
That's a useful function.
Yes, it is. And it's a hot item because it's two-tone. And the color is called cyan blue. And it's been upgraded because it now has that auto button on it. So you'll be fashionable as well as dry. And we will, call you, I'll get your number for Phyllis, find out your musical taste, because they get music from the vault too, right?
They sure do.
Okay.
You get two selections from the CD vault.
And when we get that, I'll get your number from Phyllis, and then I'll get your gifts pulled for you, and you can take care of the people that you named on your list, okay?
I certainly will, and I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Don't wait till, catching me up in the middle of the year, too, sometime, Miss Sharon.
Kay. I will.
You don't have to just make it be a one-day thing.
That's true.
Find me out later. You got number now.
Yes, sir.
Me know what I can do.
I will. I thank you so much, and because you've been a blessing.
Thank you, Brother Joe.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Brother Turner. See you at Greater Bethel at service.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We better.
Okay.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Phyllis, you've known, and he had been there at that church for a long time.
Oh, he's been there much longer than me.
Okay.
Because his children grew up and were raised there by the time we joined.
Oh, okay.
But we have become great friends, he and his wife Mabel, and me and our children grew up together from the time we got here, and they have just been a wonderful blessing. But and so thanks again. As I said, he would have been here, but he had some obligations that just prevented him from getting here at 7 o'clock
this morning.
Fine. But I just texted my other AME pastors. I just texted Reverend Representative Harold Love, who usually pops in before he goes to service, and ask him, was he popping in before I called his name? So I'm going to just call his name anyway. So, and I gave him the number, so I'm sure he'll call if he can't come. Mm-hmm. He has done a wonderful job, and now he is pastor of Lee Chapel and done a great job in the legislature. Mm-hmm. And so we acknowledge him for that. And one name you called, and I want to point out something, that Reverend Lisa Hammonds is the first female pastor of St. John AME Church, which is the oldest AME church in this district.
Yes,
she is doing a fantastic job in leading that congregation that's a stone's throw from here over on Formosa Street.
Okay.
And we just want to take this opportunity.
Now, what's the name of that church again?
St. John AME.
Okay. We'll have to get her over for the pastor's roundtable.
She would be, she's a great speaker and very personable, and someone that would be beneficial to being on the pastor's roundtable and some of the other things that you are having.
And I know we're going to say Walter and Joyce Searcy. This Galam as
Yes, I mentioned Walter, but Joyce as well. Yeah. You're right. And so we won't challenge them. And of course, you said that we mentioned that Pastor Howard Jones was on yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
And I do want to point out that they do an annual sermon on God's trombones.
Okay.
That's going to be in October, and the Sunday escapes me at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And they will also be celebrating the church anniversary, 135 years, I believe, in November, as they prepare for Pastor Jones' 30th anniversary in August of 2019.
Okay.
So they have a lot to celebrate at that church.
Oh, yeah.
And my church, Greater Bethel, will be going into our annual conference with those presiding elders we mentioned earlier, actually the week of October 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on.
It
is. And with all of the ministers. And just as we support them and the church activities, we also know that all of them will be supporting WFSK
absolutely.
In one way or the other.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we thank you for that.
And I want to acknowledge our brand new sponsor, Integrity Dental Care. She was here yesterday, and she's on our list, our donors list. She came and shared some excellent dental information for our audience. But that is Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell. And Integrity is, she's a Meharry alum, dental school alum. Okay. And she has her own practice, and it's lovely. And located in Southern Hills, and new sponsor to the 401 show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to thank them for supporting the broadcast as well, and for coming by yesterday and passing on dental tips and information. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank my sponsor of 14 years and never missed in 14 years, and that's Mr. Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Mm-hmm. He has faithfully sponsored this show for 14 of the 17 years it's been on the air.
Wow.
So I literally cannot thank Terry enough for his continued support of the broadcast, and I always look forward to getting his check. Because, you know, I got his cell phone, and I'll be like, T. Jones, it's giving time.
Yes.
But anyway, to for those of you, Phyllis, give the number, and then Reverend Clay, you give the website for people to give today if they are listening to the broadcast. Let me, Phyllis, if you would just have them do this.
Okay. All right. We are in the last 30 minutes of this 48-hour telethon, and I think the recent
radio-thon.
What did I say? Telethon.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You know I come from TV. In this last 30 minutes of this Radiothon for WFSK. And I think these last callers have just rejuvenated our general manager. She was a little sluggish at 7 o'clock. But, you know, when that cash register, Denise,
she's ready.
She's about to jump the jig. But we want to continue to get those phones ringing for public radio at Fisk University. Please call 615-329-8754 or 615-329-8810 to make a tax-deductible donation. Call right now. We have 30 minutes on this side of the 48-hour radiothon, but you can always call and donate
anytime to
WFSK.
Anytime.
Listening online at WFSKFM.org. By all means, make your donation on our website. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned throughout these last 30 minutes for our excitement and live interviews.
That's right. They can give online. They can listen online. And no excuses. These are tax-deductible donations to support WFSK. Now, we're going to take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Here's a community reminder from listener-supported Jazzy 88.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is also brought to you by Integrity Dental Care at 397 Wallace Road, Southern Hills Medical Center, Building C, Suite 314. Regular dental visits are essential to make sure oral health problems, from tooth decay to oral cancer, are detected and treated in a timely manner. At Integrity Dental Care, your oral health is our paramount concern. We want to make sure your teeth stay healthy, function well, and live. look great. From regular cleanings and exams to advanced restorative treatments, all of your routine dental needs can be met at Integrity Dental Care. For more information, call 615-445-8700 or online at integritydentalcares.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, T. Nashville. We're in the final 30 minutes of the 48 straight, and this is how we kick off the fall fun drive during the month of October, and we kick it off in an unusual and strange way. I could come in here, spend 5 minutes with you, and then go shopping and say, I'll get back with y'all later, but it's a priority for me personally to not just talk about it, but to be about it. So we spend time with the community for 48 hours. We're here. We don't leave. We're talking to people. They show up, like, example, last night about 10:30, 10:45, Reverend Demetrius Short, he said, I'm at the door. Y'all come down here and let me in. I said, okay. He said, you want my money, don't you? I said, let's get the security down there right quick and open that door for him. but he came by, and he gave at the jazz lover level, and he was representing his foundation, the Steps of Success Foundation, and he gave $150 last night late, and he did not want to have his name called this morning, so he showed up last night, and we thank Reverend Demetrius Short. Now, speaking of that, we have a name that was called in the first hour, and he is with us on the line, and will be probably, Phyllis, as you begin to read the AME church roll over there, then we're going to fold him into the conversation. So we got a donation this morning from Phyllis.
Presiding Elder Troy.
Wait a minute, hold up. X is... got to get in his, he's doing something behind the board there.
Okay.
We have had this, and this is technology, and I got to explain to people, that's why we have to constantly fundraise. I cannot stand some of this technology. I think they're honest to God, these companies rip people off. I just don't trust any of them. Phones, TVs, computers, consoles, boards, transmitters, it's all IT based, and if it does not work properly, and not to fail in a fundraiser, you know, because that, you see that piece of equipment right there, that's just sitting up, that's almost $20,000, and even though that's the case, it has to be rebooted mode, and it just developed this weekend. We've never had a single ounce of problem from it, and I said, this is a fine time for you not to work. We got to talk to these people. You know, you got to work. And so we had, okay, we good? Can we cannot? Okay, can we get Reverend Merritt on? Okay. He's holding on. Reverend.
Hello.
Yeah, Reverend. Excuse me. Presiding Elder Merritt.
What's left of him anyway?
Good morning. How are you?
Better than I deserve. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, wait a minute. He's going to have to do something about that. He's in there. Go ahead, because they can hear you, but right now we're having a technology issue. So you got me until X gets it worked out, and then you'll hear everybody. But go ahead.
All right. You know, I'm a product of North Nashville.
Amen. Amen.
I was born at Hubbard Hospital across the street and at Fisk University. D. Pearl High School. I attended American Baptist College, and I worked for Tennessee State University. And then my wife worked for Dr. Leonard as his assistant at Fisk. Worked in Meharry.
Amen.
Graduated from Tennessee State.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't go to American Baptist College, but we touched the bases. And I'm just so glad to be an alum of one of the greatest institutions in the world.
Yes, sir.
And it inspired me to do some things. As you know, I work with IMF and NOAA and a lot of other organizations that below the radar. And at one time was considered an expert at classroom management, which we're having a problem with in this school system and across the nation. But if I could have gotten Joe Turner, I would have gotten him to loan me some more money, and I would have given some more this morning. And, you know, Greater Bethel was one of my churches for 8 years, and then I've got friends there, lifelong friends, and some of them have been everywhere that I've served the AME Church over the last, from 1979 to this year. So our annual conference will be in Columbia, and this is my 40th year as a licensed preacher. Next year will be my 40th year as a pastor, presiding elder. And, as I said, my inspiration came from Fisk University and its environs and the things that I did not know as a raw freshman who lived in Bennett Hall freshman year, and then got to move to New Livingston, and then got married at the end of my sophomore year. So 50 years, August 17th, 1968, this year. So God has blessed us tremendously.
Amen.
Amen.
He truly has.
Congratulations.
But after all that you've named, you still have a favorite radio station, though, right, Presiding Elder?
Yes. It's radio, Jazz.
You had good memories.
We just wanted to get that in. 88. Jazzy 88.
Yeah, good memories. I said, let's make sure we get that one in there, too. Cause, you know, I don't know if the station was on the air then while you were here.
Well, I left in 73 after I worked for 3 years running the student union.
Okay.
I used to play the music for all the parties.
Okay.
So 70 to 73 in the student union.
Well, then the station. Do you remember that gray house over on 17th? There was a little bitty house. That's where the original home was when they put the station because they didn't know where to put it.
Yep.
I think the administration was surprised they actually got the license because the students, you know, they was applying to the government. Yeah. The students were the ones that really led the
charge.
Right.
Yes, yes, wow. Definitely. That was
don't get me wrong.
Major.
I didn't party all the time. I did work with students.
So you actually did, of course, you know, you matriculated and you're doing great things. So that education certainly did, you know, help you a great deal.
You know, my sister went there as a freshman. Yeah, Mary Frances Berry,
yes,
you heard of her?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. We were just talking about her. Does she have a book that came out in the last few years? Somebody mentioned her name to me yesterday.
Yes, she's got another one. Man, I can't keep up with them, but, you know, she... won $5 and a pork chop sandwich.
That's the one.
Last year, I presented her.
Uh-huh.
And in our lifetime, that was the first time I was able to present her before any type of audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, she came here and was able to present me before the Pearl High School Foundation that gives scholarships, raises money to give scholarships to our descendants. And as we, as time passes, things happen.
Yes,
but I grew up in 37208, 37203, and so from Preston Taylor to John Henry Hale.
Yes, sir.
God has opened the door.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And speaking of open the door, Presiding Elder, I know if I say Reverend Dr. Harold Love, you'll recognize that name because he's sitting in the room right now.
Just walked in the door.
So we have the AME Church trifecta.
And I like the story, but the reason I'm in Tennessee, back in Tennessee, is because of his father and mother.
When I came back to Kentucky,
I went straight to work at Tennessee State University.
Mm-hmm.
For Ms. Love and the trio programs, I was at home in Lee Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
They said, if you all open the door for me, I'll come back. I love senior there. My wife started a new program at Tennessee State. And you see, most people don't know, I was an educator for 40 years. I worked at kids in juvenile corrections, mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And then I retired from Metro Schools.
Mm-hmm.
As I pastored in Columbia, I was an alternative school teacher and at a school that was open because of gun violence.
Yes, sir. Now, Presiding Elder, we're down on time, so we got to move. Because I think I see...
I'm just glad...
I'm trying to get Reverend Harold Love's, he's getting ready to move his debit card, so I'm trying to move him.
Yeah, we pray for him.
You're praying for him.
Okay.
Presiding
Elder. No more sisters.
that was what happened. Good to hear you this morning, Presiding Elder, but as it was, my mother was having girls every 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And there was concern on my father's end.
Okay.
That he may have to wait several more girls.
Oh, wow.
For a son.
Yes.
And so, as the word goes, the church took a moment to pray.
Oh.
Amen.
For Mrs. Love.
Said, Lord, amen.
For Mama Love.
Please, yeah. Lord.
Please, Lord.
Please.
Give us a son.
Give us a son.
And look at you.
Now he's my pastor.
So be careful what you pray for.
That's right. Be careful what you pray for. Yeah.
Oh, they got a wonderful, wonderful son, and I know they're looking down on him saying thank you, Lord, in every
blessing.
Way.
It's been a blessing.
It's a blessing to so many.
Well, Presiding Elder Merritt, you always have a good story about everybody. That's why we enjoy you so much, and thank you so much for supporting the station and your beloved Fisk University. Okay.
Well, I have to save some because I have to give the school some on top of what I give you.
I know that. I know that.
And our love to Madam Brenda.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Right. I think she's listening.
Okay. Okay. Hi, Brenda.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
All right. Be safe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Dr. Reverend,
yes, ma'am.
Elder Representative, I just threw the elder in because I know you're not. Dr. Reverend.
Reverend Representative. That's what it is.
That's right.
Dr. Reverend Representative.
And I just throw every title in I can think of because, you've about accomplished everything, all things.
Well, I spent a year as a presiding elder, so I did.
Okay, so, because, so that's
I did
real.
Spend 1 year, yeah.
So we can't call you elder, see?
Retired now.
Yeah. everybody got a story about your family.
Yeah.
They impacted the city big time.
Sure, yeah.
Majorly.
Yeah.
And how does that, you feel real good standing on that, I know.
I do, and a lot of what Reverend Merritt was saying, was talking about this zip code and how it produced so many great people. And
yes, sir.
So my father grew up near here, matter of fact, near where Andrew Jackson Housing Project is now.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, lived on Scoville Street, and that's how we got to Lee Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
But his mother, my grandmother, impressed upon him the importance of education,
mm-hmm.
Which is why he encouraged all of us to do our very best in school. And so I tell folks often that if it were not for Fisk, I would not be here. Mm-hmm. I always tell the story about how if it were not for Tennessee State, I wouldn't be here because that's where my parents met.
Sure.
But this was my father's first job. He taught at Fisk.
Oh, really?
And so I'm sure if he didn't have a job, my mother would have been very upset.
Oh, yeah.
And so Fisk gave him his first job.
Amen.
And we'll be forever grateful and get his master's degree from here. So there's a great deal of debt that I owe.
Daddy's
Fisk
alive.
University. Yes, ma'am.
It's
from 1941.
Really?
Wow. Got his master's, then got a doctorate, honorary doctorate in 1994. So
you ever on the altar go big blue, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I'm always here giving. But I think it speaks to the genius of our HBCUs that they do pick up in our communities where oftentimes our students are not able to get into other institutions. Of course, that was years ago and still is today.
Certainly.
So I'm grateful to be able to just push the narrative even further about what impact education can have on the life of a person.
Absolutely.
As a upward bound, and Glenn knows about that with the way he works at Tennessee State now.
Yeah.
The benefit to try to get students in the right frame of mind to say, here is how you get educated.
Yes.
And I give a testament also to this radio station because a lot of our young people may not be exposed to the genius of our music, right? Except through a WFSK.
Amen.
They may not hear important topics about politics and about health and about
and
some other things.
At large.
Except for a station like this.
Growing
and so
well.
That's why we got to keep it open. Mm-hmm. That's why we got to keep it
Come
pushing.
On, Jesus.
I would not have been able to hear Dr. Joy DeGruy if it had not been for WFSK and Akabulan Images Bookstore. So that, for me, is why it's also important to talk about the W.E.B. Du Bois lecture series if it were not for WFSK, the Akabulan Images Bookstore. Those are the type of cultural things we must keep on pushing. So
absolutely.
With that, I have my card here. What's the level we're giving it? What is
Well, whatever you select. I mean, we go all the way up through the roof.
Yeah, I saw
and,
that.
And you know, I would urge everybody to come on up to the penthouse level.
What's the penthouse level? What is it?
At least $500 or $1,000.
What's below the penthouse?
And you can join. My growing
I'm afraid
list.
Of heights.
You know, yeah. You can join my growing list.
This is what I'm gonna do. I'm going to do. I think I did this last year. Let me do the blue and gold level. 250.
Praise the Lord. Cha-ching. Yes. Hallelujah. Let's get my hand.
Yes.
Right.
He tries to make it by every year right before he has to go to church.
And you know what? And he knows, Phyllis, that he's probably going to run into Reverend Clay, you or me,
right.
Especially me.
Right.
And then if he sees X somewhere, you know, Sharon Kay has got an all-points bulletin for you.
Right.
She's been looking for you.
Right.
And you know your church is just, what, 2 blocks away?
Yeah, I could walk down here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do drive-bys.
Yes, ma'am. Let me stop in here directly.
Yes, because some people know me know that's true.
Yeah.
But we have some other people that we want to just quickly say at your blue and gold level. Dr. Calvin M. Smith from Meharry, Miss Ellen Pryor, Joy Fauntleroy, Mr. Joseph Watkins from Fisk University are also in that category with you, and Dr. Elizabeth Williams of Tennessee State University. We thank them and our volunteer all weekend long for 3 days, Mr. Amos Jackson at the I Love WFSK and Long Live Jazz level, and that was the $350 to $500 donors. Mm-hmm. And we have on our big list, our up people, I'm going off the top of my head, we have our presidentials. Miss Vicki Yates, every year for 12 years, has been in that level. So that's my penthouse baby right there. I love that girl.
Amen.
And Mr. Tom Randles, he snuck in yesterday from Channel 4, as well as President Kevin Rome was here yesterday, and he made it into the presidential level. And there's a couple more. I think Thomas Walton is on that list, and at least one more person that I don't have that directly in front of me, but you know how we do the roll call on the show. So you want to challenge some people, Reverend Doctor Representative?
So what I would say is, and I'm speaking as one who has fundraised for campaigns, and I understand that whatever level you give at, give. Because what it does is it creates inside of you a habit of giving.
Mm-hmm.
And so we say to folks, if you can give 25, give 25 this year and give 25 the next year and try to up that amount. Or give 25 this year and go ahead and set aside the 25 for next year, year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or give 50. And it's about consistency. It's about you knowing that you're going to be there every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I know every year I'm going to be here at some point before the year is up, giving some money. And so I go ahead and walk past giving that buying that suit. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to go ahead and set this money aside. Mm-hmm. But it's about just a spirit of giving and a habit. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's why I would encourage folks, if you can't give $250, give $25.
Yes.
Right? And if you can't give $500, give $50.
Yeah.
And give something.
Yes, sir.
Right? And if you can't give it today, set aside on your calendar time to give it next month.
Amen.
Save the money this month to give next month.
Amen. And you know, and for the donors and the ones that keep the station on the air that so many people that have never given get to enjoy for free, mm-hmm. and they shouldn't, while you're driving in your car and listening or listening online, it gives you a sense of pride. That, you know, I'm keeping that going.
Right.
That's my stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with my station now. And, I mean, that's what you feel. And that's what I feel when I'm in the car listening to it. I'm like, let me get my rag out and knock that dust off my car radio to keep it off my station. Don't get dusty up here. And that's how I feel about the pride in it. You know, because this product right here represents Black Nashville. Mm-hmm. Whether we want to or not.
Yes.
And that's the image that we wanted to have. Not broke down, raggedy, and toe up, but looking good.
Well, so I got my confirmation, so it's going through. So I had some money in there.
Yeah. Glory, because I saw, you know, you got a bank over there, a deck of cards, you know.
Thank you again.
Yes, ma'am.
Rev, I wasn't worried a bit about you. I just got my email to tell me that you just gave. That's the power of instantaneous messaging.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank God for you and all of our donors today. But we keep accepting and receiving money because it takes money to operate. And we're going to have a newly found technology issue on the other side that we're going to have to address. Our engineer is going to come, and we have to pay the engineer. He's not doing this for free. And our license indicates we have to have one legally to operate. So we got to raise the money to pay the man. So he gets happy every time he knows it's the fundraiser at WFSK. He was over here, was it X a couple of days before the fundraiser? I thought he was going to be cleaning up and help us fix up. He's like, oh, we got the fundraiser coming. Yeah. I mean, he was just so excited because he knew every time we do something major like this that we're going to upgrade the station to another level.
Sure.
And we do have a project. Phyllis, we were talking about this yesterday when I chatted with you, that production room is going to be the next area where we're going to do the furniture real live. To match this, the station's never had real stuff.
Hmm.
We've had stuff from somebody's basement and Vanderbilt's leftovers and you know, just stuff. That's over. That's gone, y'all. That's not how
Uptown.
We do it. Yeah.
WFSK is
Uptown. People don't want that in their house. I mean, they don't want to come home to, you know, everything don't have to come from Goodwill.
That's right.
Come on, Jesus.
That's right.
So, you know, we just raise the money and get the things we need. Now, Reverend Clay, in the closing moments, and I'm going to get Phyllis and Reverend Love, too. You had a roll call of people who need to respond.
Yes.
We've had one or two people respond from your list.
That's right.
Go ahead and reissue your challenge.
All right. We got the couples at Fisk. We want to call them out. We have Pastor Ed Sanders and his wife, Billy.
Mm-hmm.
We have Attorney Walter.
Now, you're challenging them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, to what?
To give them. We gave 100, so we want to challenge them to give the $200 to $300 level.
Okay.
Amen.
Oh, they can match Reverend Love's.
They can match
Reverend presiding elders.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That we can touch and agree on
that's
that.
Right.
Now, saying their name again.
All right. Here are all my friends. Pastor Gregory Hopkins, Pastor Raymond Carruthers, Pastor Jerry Maynard II, Pastor Ronnie T. Mitchell, Pastor Joseph Rice, Pastor Wagner, Pastor Dwayne Lewis, Pastor Davy Tucker, Pastor Dr. Lucius Fitzgerald, Pastor Cornelius Hill. We want to thank Pastor Pam Kellar, Pastor Riley Walker, Pastor Charles Chambers, Pastor Lisa Hammonds, Pastor Howard Jones.
Thank him.
Thank him. Pastor Keith Logan, or Rogan, Pastor Tim Gaines, Pastor Dr. Chris Jackson, Pastor Dr. Judy Comets, Pastor Ralph Thompson, Pastor Gary Murray, Pastor James Turner II, Pastor John Mathis, and Pastor Marthel.
Okay, so that's his challenge list, the $100. And two of them have already responded.
Yes.
And that's the challenge list. I know you heard some names on there, didn't you?
Yeah.
That you know, people you know.
Yes, and so, we just encourage them to think about it. You know, that this is certainly election season, and we know a lot of folks are asking for campaign donations.
Yes.
But we want to understand also that it is donation season.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's just about setting up in your mind that you will, even if you just plan for next year, right, to set aside a dollar a day. So you know you're going to be able to give at least $300 toward Fisk University. You know, set you up a Fisk jar. Right, for WFSK, and then put a dollar
in the WFSK jar.
Right, this is the WFSK
see, people
jar.
Get to,
right.
You know, they'll, you got to give, some people got to give in two places. Designate our jar separate.
That's right.
Because we have to do our stuff separate, so to make sure we get
that's
it.
That's right.
You know
how
it goes.
And you'd be surprised, this is a real thing that people don't consider. You'd be surprised how much loose change you carry around. If you just put that in a jar when you come home, and maybe that'll be your donation next year. Maybe it's the loose change, and you may end up with a $200 or $300
worth of change.
And what you do is get that loose change. So start today. Put the loose change in the WFSK Jazzy 88.1 jar.
There you go.
And then take it to one of these Coinstar places.
Yeah.
Next year. Put it in there, get your dollar bills out, and then get you a cashier's check, and then come on up here to WFSK FM next year. Boom.
Tax-deductible donation.
They take cash, too, I believe.
Them. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Money orders, too.
Bring the coins.
Rolls of quarters. Yeah. We'll roll it up. And we're not too proud. We'll roll it up. I can get some coin rollers. Phyllis, you want to call a few names before you go out the door?
Well, I think, my people are coming on good.
I see them.
They are, Brother Joe Turner. But I am empowered to give a donation on behalf of Katricia Pfizer.
Amen.
Who is the owner and the granddaughter of the descendants who started Mary's Old Fashioned Barbecue right down the street on Jefferson Street.
Yes.
So I have a donation for her. From her at Mary's Barbecue.
Hey,
and then
man.
Go by there and buy some barbecue so she can donate more.
And we
in years
do.
To come.
Me and X get sandwiches there all the time. We support all these businesses over here.
Yes.
So she's going, you going to take care of her? Is she going to get that from her?
I got it.
Okay, good.
And Mary's has a great fish sandwich as well.
Yeah. Oh, do they?
It is.
Because I've only had the barbecue.
Yeah.
And I want to acknowledge Ed's.
Yes.
Because Ed's has been our in-kind sponsor for 12 years.
Yeah.
And they just love it. They said, we love the Fisk and we love the radio station and what y'all are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely speaking of fish sandwiches. You got me started now. I had to put Ed's in there. Because that's the neighborhood staple right there.
It's Friday.
They just repaved the parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah.
So that means they going to stay.
Okay.
They're going to be part of the Buchanan Street boom.
Yes.
Not the bus.
Every once in a while, they do a great job of maintaining their property, and they put new asphalt down there, repaint the lines where you come in and
people
to park. So I really appreciate the fact that every year, you know, every once in a while they
maintenance.
That
whole corner is about to change.
Yes.
Because right up the street you've got Slim and Huskies. Only thing missing, I would say, is probably that tire shop, depending on what they're going to do with that in that corner where the liquor store / grocery store is. And after those two things,
well, my prayer is that Slim and Huskies bring some Slim and Husky money in here and support this radio station, Jesus.
Amen.
There's no sense in these people prospering and being in this neighborhood. And, and we're a radio station around the corner from you, and you drive past us to get over downtown. I'm not complaining about that, but I'm just saying it would be lovely if you could do a stop by here.
Yes.
Because everybody promotes them and says great things about them. And the food was good. You know, we went to try to get something from them and with them, and it just didn't flow.
I'm sure.
Because their success, their success has really taken, almost, you know.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, and they can't probably respond to all the requests, et cetera.
Yes.
But we WFSK. Yeah, we're the neighborhood blowtorch, you know, as in the voice of the community. We and also, what's that place across the street from them, Rev? The new...
That's theirs, too. Turnaround.
The Rollout.
Rollout.
Okay.
Rollout.
And then there's another place that has the fencing around it, the brown fencing.
Oh, that is a project being done by Robert Higgins. Who is...
Now, he should definitely be a donor here.
Yeah, so it's a lot of good businesses on Buchanan Street. You have a good friend of mine who's done a wonderful job down there, Andre Southall at Mogul's Barbershop. Yeah. So we have a lot of good African-American entrepreneurs on it. And then, so I think what this raises is a question of how do we collectively sit down and say, as businesses start to develop, and as school leaders become new in their jobs, new principals, new teachers, how do we talk about everybody being on the same page, going the same direction? Because we want to make sure that we promote all the businesses. We want to make sure our radio station stays. We also want to make sure that our teachers get the right support and principals get the right support. Because one thing that we don't want to forget is that there was a time when it was all connected, right?
Yes.
Where you had the principal and the business owner and the radio station owner or employee or spokesperson or voice all usually in the same faith institution.
So
that's what Reverend Mary said. So if anybody came home and said, hey, we need some help and some support, somewhere in that faith institution, whether it was a church or a mosque, someone could say, hey, well, go see so-and-so, and they'll get it taken care of. So I think that's an opportunity for us to revisit that that model and get to the place where, you know, we just do the best we can.
Absolutely.
And work together.
Yeah, and support each other.
True.
Because this neighborhood is just popping and it's doing well and, you know, coming back. And, you know, we want to see us be blessed and not just everybody that's in coming in as a gentrified person to, you know. We want the established people in the neighborhood like Marys and Eds and all that to get the blessing.
When I worked at, I taught at Warden for 1 year. Now it's the Churchwell School. Almost every month when we got paid, we would... It's like that Thursday, we would order fish sandwiches from Ed's. I would even get the kids. They would buy them.
Sure.
And so for a while, Ed's got a lot of money from Warden's Middle School.
Right.
Because we were
close
them,
by. Right.
Close by.
Yeah.
And I was calling them at Thursday, Friday, saying, Mr. Clay, be ready. I would go get them.
Wow.
But what it sounds like, though, is that a relationship had to be established.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure that... a conversation offline with the new owners of these businesses would provide a wonderful relationship. There's a new beauty salon going to be opened on Buchanan Street. They've been working for a while and just got it. I think they just took the wood down from the front now, right there before you get up there. Miss Edna Davenport's opened a spot over there for a hair salon. So there's a new African-American-owned business there. And so I think there's just a... I don't know, I'm not going to, maybe I will, say it the right way, maybe I'll provide a forum where we can have this sit down and have everybody just meet each other.
Yeah, meet and greet.
Again, for the second time. So we say, now, you know, here's the Buchanan Street Business Development District. And here are, again, maybe the principal at Robert Churchwell, you know, and the principal at John Early. And so then that becomes also the mechanism whereby when those schools maybe need some resource or support, it's a situation where maybe, you know,
we support one another.
Right.
And in that discussion, because we go face to face, ex-nos, to some area businesses to get the things we need up here to pull this event off.
Right.
And, the face-to-face meeting with the owners is better than their emissaries.
Sure.
Because they're not going to deliver the word.
Right.
Dealing with them is almost a waste of time.
Yeah.
And that's why we couldn't get anywhere, and I don't mean any harm, but with Slim and Huskies. I don't want to speak to the second removed from the third shelf of somewhere else.
Right.
Give me the man.
Sure.
Because the person won't understand the importance it is for the business like the business owner will.
Yeah.
And the layers to get to these people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a TSU alum. I know a bunch. but, you know, I see you on TV and you're famous and all that. I'm right around the corner and I can't touch you. So do you understand?
Well,
so you doing that is really, really a great thing, and I hope that you do it.
Sure.
Are you really going to do something like that?
I know them, and I said, even the owners of Southern V. I mean, it's, again, the situation is setting everybody down and say, okay, how do we ensure that at least everybody knows who everybody is?
Yeah.
So that if you happen to see Sharon Kay walking down the street and you heard about her request, you may see her and say, hey, Miss Sharon Kay, oh, listen, I heard you came by the store. Let me stop right now, because that is... That's oftentimes how I have to respond to requests that come to my office.
Oh, I'm certain.
I'll get a call about something that's unrelated to what I do, because it's a city issue.
Sure.
But I have to be able to say, all right, we got your call, we got your email. And sometimes folks will stop and say, I know you don't know who I am, but I'm Miss So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so. And I say, oh, yeah, okay, you called the office. Now,
sure.
I see
absolutely
who you are.
Absolutely.
Now we can have a conversation about, you know, what we can and cannot do.
Yeah.
So.
Well, please do that.
Sure.
I mean, above all, please do that. Because with the new growth and the new people and the new players on the table, they don't know, don't have time to know, because they're trying to make money and run the business.
Sure.
So I would just really, however I can help support that, please let me know.
Let me ask you, have they been on to maybe have them on to talk about the business?
I've been trying to get to that, cut through that. But I mean, you know, people, if they're little shields, the shield people around these folks, if they don't listen to the station, if they don't have no idea of who's who in Nashville, you know, if they like hip hop and I'm not a hip hop person, they're not ever going to know who I am, okay?
Right.
So, you know, just they can Google my name and figure that out. But my point is that I don't, the emissaries are not, they're the gatekeepers.
Sure.
And they're the publicist, the PR person. Phyllis, you understand that role. But if that person at the gate is unaware of who's who and what's what, you can't get through. And, you know, I mean, I can talk off the air about a couple dozen places where that's been the case. And, X, you can testify, because you know you've been the face of some of the going out in the community.
Well, I just sent a text to somebody, so.
Okay. Well, you know, you got all my numbers.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know where I am, so.
And, you know, another good role in that would be Kelly Bonadidez, who is one of the developers of the growth on.
I would say that. Probably there may be, in addition to that, another option.
Okay.
Only because there's some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me just. I would be remiss to not thank.
Because it'd be another layer of emissaries. Because
Yes.
You want to get to the.
In lies the problem, because the emissaries and the PR.
Yeah.
They not old school PR people like me and Phyllis. We knew everybody and the dog catcher's cousin. We knew who they were, but not today's generation.
On a side note, if I can, I want to let you know that I did finally deliver that coffee mug container to Mrs. Vivian Will Hoyt that you asked me to deliver. I did finally deliver that from last year. I did get it to her, so I wanted you to know I did.
Was that 3 years late?
Well, no, a year.
Okay.
But I did get it to her. I've been riding around with my car, but I finally, and I told the store, I said, this is for you.
You're right. From a year or so ago.
Right, so.
That was our top item that year.
Right, I did. It was.
We have a new top item this year.
I did get it delivered. I just want to let you know.
She's been so busy, you had to catch her. Because
that's the story we're going to go with right there.
And see, in lies the problem.
Right.
Okay,
but
now,
she did get it. I wanted
okay.
you to know.
That's,
I
that's so she can't blame you for it. Okay.
Or spill no coffee.
Now.
On your rug.
A whole cup.
Right.
Not a partial cup. She just got the coffee. And she spilled the entire cup on my carpet. Because she was trying to rush to get it here in the studio.
Oh,
oh
Lord.
We could have had an extra 30 seconds to get you in here now.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me thank some people who have been good and mighty good. Our dear friends, Miss Sophia and the gang at Silver Sands.
Wow.
Also, Ed's Fish, I told you they've been with us for 12 years. This is our in-kind support. Daphne's Delectables and Catering, they've been with us, supporting us for the entire 12 years. We want to thank our friends at Kingdom Cafe, and we want to also thank our friend knew this year's in-kind support from the Pie Wagon.
Oh, yeah.
From our friends there. And I always get love from the Tennessee Tribune newspaper. And outside of the region, we and our friends at Penn Station East Coast Subs. I deal directly with the owner of the four shops because I said, I want to speak to the man, please. The man whose name is on this plaque on the wall. Where is he at? I mean, that's how I got to know him, okay? So he's been with us now about 7 years. Mm-hmm. And he said, Ms. Sharon, you don't ever have to send me a letter to ask me. Just send me the email and say, this is Sharon Kay, and this is what I need, and this is what time we'll be there. Because he has done it so much and enjoys helping us that he's happy to do it. Mm-hmm. And he owns four Penn Stations. But we want to thank outside the region, Heads Up, Concord Music Group, Shaunakee Entertainment, Gorov Music Marketing in Las Vegas, Nevada, ASL Music Media and Promotion, along with Trippin' in Rhythm Records, Future Groove Promotions, New World in Jazz, Mac Avenue Records, and our dear friends AG and Joe and the gang at Weekend Bar and Lounge. Can we give those people a hand, please? Those are our in-kind supporters who have, and we know we're in overdrive right now, and we're a few minutes past the top of the hour and Real Gospel, but Jesus knows we're handling the business so we can pay the bills to have a Real Gospel show here. Amen, X. Amen. Reverend Clay, as always, you donate, you bless us with your presence, and we look forward to having you here in October, but we're going to have you come back and Reverend Love for Pastor's Roundtable. Because you know the neighborhood, you know the issues, yes. And you can see because of the donations, we're mic'd for 7 in here now. Okay. And I told Phyllis yesterday, we'll with the studio connection of all three of the studios, we'll be mic'd for 10.
Wow.
Okay? Now, that's us over here in the middle of the heart and soul. We didn't have to go downtown to be mic'd for 10.
Sure.
We just had to get the money from the people. So we're going to have X will call you guys and get you back. And remember, Love, we always know you make a good conversation with us. We have great discussions here with you all the time. So thank you. Much love. What time is service this morning?
11 a.m.
And the subject is?
What is my moral conscience?
Okay, so y'all gonna get your moral consciousness this morning at First Community Church, located at
1815 Old Street, Nashville.
All right, First Lady's name is
Lady Ella Clay.
All right, see, I did all the due diligence now.
A couple of blocks down from Lee Chapel.
That's right. All right, all right.
Our church came out of.
Yeah,
church.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Years ago.
So there's stories to tell on that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So speaking of Lee Chapel, Reverend Dr. Elder, State Representative,
yes,
my brother.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Could you tell us what service time is today, please?
Sunday school at 9, which is where I'm headed now. Service is at 10 a.m.
Okay. What are you speaking on?
How to maintain your integrity in a storm.
Man, I feel there's some connection this morning with these sermons, you know. And address?
1200 Dr. D.B. Todd Boulevard, right across from SunTrust Bank.
And 2 blocks from here.
WFSA, okay. Yes. Within walking distance.
Yes, it is. Yes, so Fisk students could walk right on over there, couldn't they?
That's right. Yes, ma'am.